If the river was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom. Yeah, I'd never come up. But the river, it ain't whiskey, nor I ain't no duck. Gonna play that drunken hiccups and trust in my luck. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I know you from old. You've robbed my poor pocket of my silver and gold. Well, Henshaw, I reckon the fellow that wrote that would like to tip a few back from time to time, wouldn't you think? You probably got that right, Mr. Heckman. Well, folks, Charles Henshaw here with the Rivertown Gas and Dispatch. And today we're visiting again with Mr. George Heckman, riverboat engineer and one of the last of the old-timers from the steamboat era. Mr. Heckman, I know our listeners would love to hear another one of your stories. I hear you've got one that involves fishing, a snake, a frog, and a bottle of whiskey. Well, son, if it's a story you want, you'll have to find yourself another fella. What I got to say is the gospel truth. One day I was having no luck at all with the fishing, and I remembered that the frogs can make an irresistible bait for catfish. Now, I looked all over for a frog, and I was about to give up when I saw a water moccasin trying to swallow a frog over in the reeds. Now, I tried to pull that frog away from your snake, but that reptile, he hung on to his meal. Finally, I reached down into my boot, and I pulled out a bottle of whiskey, and I poured some of that liquor in the snake's mouth. Oh, he let go of that frog, and that snake slipped away, pretty giddy-like. A few minutes later, I was starting to fish again, and I felt a tap on my boot. I looked down, and that snake was back with another frog in his mouth, looking for a drink. I know you folks out in Radio Land can't see the twinkle in Mr. Heckman's eye, but if he says it's the truth, I guess I'm inclined to believe him. Mr. Heckman?
Yes, son?
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listening audience before we sign off the air for today?
Well, Henshaw, a darn good friend of mine, Captain Avis Trost Clair, used to skipper the Gona. He used to say that every time a river man tells the truth, one of his ears falls off. You've never seen a river man with less than two ears, have you?
No, Mr. Heckman, I don't suppose I have. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Charles Henshaw here with the Rivertown Gas and Dispatch, and we were glad to have a chance to visit today again with Mr. George Heckman, engineer of the old steamboat days. Until next time, keep your paddle in the